Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue as Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Let's start with the good of the day. It's a throwback Thursday, by the way. On this day, Tiger Woods won the Masters in 97. Jack Nicklaus won the Masters in 86. And a whole bunch of other people won the Masters, too. But what is the good of the day?
Hey, those are great. Winning the Masters, getting that green jacket, that'd be amazing. But I don't know. I mean, even though they're great, they're not as good as being able to take 15 seconds of fame and turning it into something that could last longer.
Okay, let's right? Hear this one out.
And that's the Yankees bat boy.
Yeah, this was a fun little story.
So, you know, let me back it up a little bit. If you don't know Yankee rules, there are certain rules that if you are a member of the club, you have to abide by, and that is having a clean-cut haircut. You know, not too much facial hair. Actually, I don't even think mustaches are allowed, right?
I don't think so. Facial hair is not allowed, yeah.
Facial hair is not allowed, except Don Mattingly was okay with it, I guess.
I
don't know. I'm always trying to – I'm still to this day trying to figure that one out. And, you know, you have to wear, like, the Yankee uniform. Well, the bat boy for the Yankees with their road trip to Cleveland, he is a drummer in a band called Open Doors. And when he was called out on air, I mean, the – longest, straightest hair I think I've ever seen in a Yankee uniform, ever. Sporting a, you know, not really cleaned up mustache and, you know, sporting bright red shoes, running out there and grabbing the bats.
Yeah.
And so last night, since he got called out, he decided to have a little fun with it. You know, no longer the bright red shoes, still having that, you know, unsportsmanlike conduct mustache. But he tucked his long hair up into the batting helmet that he was wearing.
Nice.
So it appeared he had short hair. But what I'm saying is that, you know, why is this good? The story went viral. And so his band is getting a lot more publicity. People are starting to share the band's songs.
That's pretty great.
And so, I mean, I don't have any to play.
Right, but that's cool.
But I mean,
wasn't a Michael Kay doing like kind of a bit about him?
Yes.
I never thought I would see a Yankee. Like yeah. some, and then before you, like Jason LaConfora pointed out, like he was really like, oh, Yankees, blah blah blah, these rules, blah blah, whatever. But it went that viral that quickly.
Yeah,
and people started digging in. Who is this guy? Whoops, he's got a band. Oh, you're right. It's amazing how you can take that 15. No, we talked about this, I think, Monday. The girl at the Masters.
Right, yeah.
Just, she's in the background.
I mean,
people are saying, who's the beauty in the hat? And next thing you know, it's like, yep, it's Texas Tech's cheerleader, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
And so, what will that do for her? It could end up sparking a good live. Not live.
NIL deal.
NIL deal.
Yeah, exactly. She gets a little NIL money. Yeah,
I mean, listen,
true.
We all know Livy Dunn from LSU. She's not the best gymnast in the United States, right? Maybe not even the best gymnast at LSU, but she is the top NIL earner across the country.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So good
so,
for
yeah,
the battle.
I mean, hopefully we start hearing more about Open Doors. Maybe we'll play them on the air at some point. I don't know.
Are we no longer have kids being bat boys? Am I too old? Now we're like guys in bands?
No, I think it's a full-time paying job now.
It is a full-time paying job?
I think so,
now?
Yeah. Only in the minor leagues can you get a kid or a dog.
You get to travel with the team and everything?
It looks like you do.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Imagine being a young man.
I mean, unless they got an open casting call in Cleveland and said, "Hey, any Yankee fans out here want to come come grab the bats when they're done?"
It's kind of a weird job, to be honest with you, man. It's kind of a weird gig.
Yeah.
Like, what exactly do you do? You go get the bat when it's over? Is that what you do? Like, we're adults. We can't just get them ourselves.
Going way back, did Dusty Baker's son ruin it for kids?
Is that what it was? That's a great question. That is a great question.
Because that's all
I
remember.
I would like to see a chart that shows the average age of a bat boy from the moment Dusty Baker had to be swiped off the plate. From that point, I want to see the chart that shows that the average age go way up.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or is it child labor laws? Like, you can't employ a 7-year-old. It's like, he's just grabbing a bat.
Yeah. It's like one thing to bring an equipment manager. That sounds like right. Like no, an NBA brings an equipment manager. NFL brings those are big time. That's an important job. You know,
I think the Major League Baseball has equipment managers.
I think they do. I don't even think that. Yeah. But this guy just runs on the
player is grabbing his own bats. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Like it seems. I mean, it sounds like a weird job.
It does. Like, what it pays though?
Exactly. Yeah. What exactly do you do again? Exactly. All right. What's the bat of the day?
It might be. I'm just typing in the what an average bat boy makes. It could be that once I figure that out.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But the actual bat of the day is Isaiah Thomas proving Michael Jordan was right all along.
Uh-huh.
So he was in an interview on the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max show, and he got a little oversensitive. That's the only way I can describe it. Oversensitive on the picture they were using because he was calling in.
Now, I will give Isaiah credit a little bit because I heard it. He was having fun banter with the guys.
Yeah, but he did hang up on them.
But he did hang up, but he said he was going to hang up. He says, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to call you back in 5 seconds, and I want a new picture. Because the picture that they showed of him was really stern, and it looked angry, and it wasn't flashing the Isaiah Thomas smile. But that was the only one that they could bring up. They told him it was the only one they had. He goes, no, that's not true. And they went back and forth. They were wasting precious interview time on this silly picture that they used on the television.
Which is why I said, Isaiah, right then and there, you proved Jordan right.
Exactly.
All along.
Oh, exactly.
And I took that personally.
We all want to be flattered. When
of course.
In a flattering light. I've seen, like, people post pictures of me on Facebook that I'm like, can you take that down? That's an awful
picture. I'm always nervous. I mean, anytime we interview someone, I'll post a photo of them along with the interview just so you have an idea. And how many times have you called me back or texted me and I did not realize that's what the guy looked like?
Yeah, exactly. I have an idea of what these look, especially guys that we've had on a number of times.
Oh,
I've never seen a picture of. I have an image of what they look like. And then,
but every once in a while, one hits you, you're like,
whoa.
Nope, didn't expect that one.
That changes everything.
And I'm always nervous. Like, first of all, am I going to get the photo wrong? Or, is he not satisfied with that photo?
Right,
it's like,
right.
Am I going to get a text from him going, hey, man, can you change the photo?
Exactly.
I've never had, so no one's as sensitive as Isaiah Thomas.
they've never hung up on us and said, noticed last time I was on, you used a photo of me from 2017 that I hate.
Yep.
So, no, I get tagged in pictures all the time. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
why
then
you
look
at
it like, no. I didn't ask for that. Don't tag me. I don't need people to see me.
Awful. Especially like my really heavy days, people post pictures. I'm like, oh, God. I worked really hard to get out of that.
Right.
I know I looked, never mind. But I let it go. But yeah, he got very, very sensitive. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, this might actually expand. So
okay.
I have a feeling you might want to dive into this a little bit more. But the dumb of the day is that there are reports out there that the Jets and Packers haven't talked in weeks.
Yeah, they are standing off. Okay, now I agree with why it seems dumb, but I do understand both teams
are really playing off
each other badly.
I think the reason why I'm having it in the dumb was because there was so much hype. And Aaron already saying it's like he intends to play with the Jets. But the dumb part comes in that, okay, you guys aren't even sitting at the table anymore.
Well, again, with the draft coming up, they're both trying to play each other's options.
Right. I could see that happening. But if the draft comes and goes and a deal hasn't still been made, what's to make of this?
Well, I think the Jets and I think both sides are looking.
Just real quick, here's what the Packers are rumored to be asking for, okay?
Okay.
The Packers are asking for a 2023 second rounder. And they want a guaranteed 2024 first rounder. But are willing to give something back in 2025 if Rodgers retires after one season. But the Jets don't want any of that. I don't think they want to give up a first rounder.
My only point on this is, from the standpoint is, both, I don't think there's an urgency today. I think we are taking our fandom into the urgency, and to these both sides are just looking at it as we don't even have these guys reporting anytime soon. It's not like Aaron Rodgers needs to come into a workout next week. So they're playing each other off on how desperate and how close are you getting to the train before you jump off the track. Jets know they want Aaron Rodgers, and they know the Packers want to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. So they're playing this sort of stalemate game. But
yeah, I mean, no, I think it's a perfect analogy what you just said. You know, they're standing on the railroad tracks waiting, and it's like, who's going to jump first?
Yeah, yeah.
The game of chicken.
Exactly. It's the game of chicken. And so I think it's going to get done. It does not have to be done on April 13th. It will have to be done as we get closer to the first camps, I think, in May or June. But it's interesting. I am desperate to see what the end result's going to be.